We're sponsored by the Keepersall Winery, where tomorrow they celebrate the annual Harvest Festival and Grape Stomp. Details to follow in just a few minutes. With respect to the just concluded government shutdown and the battle over raising the debt ceiling, I will concede that in the final analysis, our own junior Senator Ted Cruz, and by extension, the Republicans in Congress, probably misplayed their hand. But I will only concede that point if critics of the GOP will concede that tactics notwithstanding, there were principled arguments being advanced. Call Cruz's 21-hour talkathon in the Senate grandstanding and playing to the base if you want. It was undoubtedly both of those things. Did Senator Cruz harm the GOP brand? All available evidence suggests that he did. The mainstream media is awash in stories to that specific point. But in the media's rather enthusiastic enumeration of the foibles of Republicans, where is the equally valid criticism of Democrats? And particularly, why so much examination of the politics with no concurrent examination of the policy? There is much discussion in the media as to how Republicans have damaged their chances of regaining control of the Senate and retaining control of the House. But what about the country? What about Obamacare? What about the $17 trillion debt? What about structural deficits near $1 trillion annually? What about the entitlement state? What about the fact that the Congress has not produced a budget in over 3 years? What about the Federal Reserve conjuring $85 billion every month out of thin air and then loaning it to the Treasury? These are all serious issues about which those who voted the GOP into the majority in the House are deeply concerned, and about which Democrats are, by all appearances, inexplicably sanguine. If the occasion of congressional authorization of spending and borrowing isn't the proper time to discuss and debate these matters, when is the proper time? If journalism were functioning in America, the reporting would go beyond the gotcha politics of the moment and would drill down into the actual substance of what separates the parties. And here's a hint. It is not GOP racial animus toward the president. Obamacare is just one example. It is day by day revealing itself to be even worse than Republicans warned that it would be. Trying to keep it from becoming irretrievably entrenched is a principled effort from the perspective of Republicans, irrespective of the political optics, particularly when those very optics are shaped by a derelict media. Entitlements are another example. In 1965, the U.S. poverty rate stood at 16%. 48 years later, despite trillions of dollars spent on programs born or expanded under Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty, and in the now ominous presence of a $17 trillion national debt, America's poverty rate remains at 16%. Not only is it fair to question the wisdom of spending borrowed money on programs that produce exactly no result, in half a century of trying to not do so would be an unforgivable abdication. The most appropriate time to pose such questions is when you're being asked to authorize even more borrowing. For anyone to suggest otherwise, as the Democrats emphatically have done, is intellectually dishonest. At the end of this most recent debacle, the Republicans are taking their licks, but the Democrats are getting a pass. The country, and even the Democratic Party, would be the better for it if someone in the media would ask the question, what would lead the Republicans to dig in so hard as to cause themselves such pain? That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. Throughout human history, the most anticipated annual celebrations and festivals have taken place in the fall when a year's worth of hard work was ready to be gathered in the harvest. So it is tomorrow right here in the 21st century in East Texas. Make a day of it, the annual Keepersall Winery Harvest Festival and Grape Stomp. All day from 10 to 6 tomorrow, enjoy live entertainment, family activities like grape stomping, face painting, guided winery tours, and cork art crafts for the kids. There's a 5K fun run through the vineyard that starts at 10. Adults will enjoy lectures from visiting wine experts, wine tasting, and wines by the glass. Food's available all day at the event, and the Keepersall restaurant will be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Bring lawn chairs and blankets, bring your dog if he's friendly and on a leash, and by all means, bring the kids. Tomorrow, 10 to 6 at Keepersall Estates, admission is free. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com/festival. KeepersAll.com/festival. Have a great day tomorrow.